Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And I'm above it. does nightclubs to Chewbacca. Words slip by a little off target.
Electric feel. Yes, Electric Feel. That was Management from their, well, I think it's called Management. I'm pretty sure they used to be called The Management. And the name of the band now is just MGMT. So I think it's a really cool way of saying Management. The album is called Oracular Spectacular. And that song is Electric Feel. And you can thank outgoing interim station manager Allison Benjamin for getting me hooked on that song. It's the musical crack. I can't stop listening to it. I know at some point I'm going to have to get into heavier stuff, but for right now that is hitting the spot in a major way. Good stuff. Thanks, Allison. She's on her way down to Coachella right now, having finished off her time here at CITR. So I hope she has fun. Prince is headlining. It's going to blow her mind, I think. And because she's left, it means that we now have a new station manager, Brenda Grunau. She's super cool, and I think she's going to do a fantastic job. So if you're a fan of CITR, look out, because she's going to be... She's going to be great. This is Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Duncan. I'll be with you until 1 p.m. I've been kind of sick, so I'm a little out of it. So we'll see how things go today. At the top there, we heard a local band called Streetlight. They are a dancey guitar pop band from Vancouver, Canada. They formed a couple years ago. And this guy I know, sort of a friend, I'll call him a friend, Basil Waugh, is sort of the lead guitarist, singer guy. And then there's a bunch of other people. But that song was called Bridges and Buses. It's a great track. So I encourage you to track down the album and check it out. I'm not sure if they're going to be playing in town anytime soon, but I'm sure such information is available on the internet. I think if you go to myspace.com/streetlightband, you can hear that song, a couple of other tracks from the album, and find out more information about the band. Good stuff. Thank you, Streetlight. Today's show, we're going to play some new stuff. We got the new Jonathan Richmond in, and we've got the new Hank from Toronto. Their new EP is in, and a bunch of other kind of cool stuff. And then there's a whole bunch of great shows in the next few days, so I'm going to do a bit of a preview of some of those shows. I hope you like what you hear. So right away, we're going to play four songs by four bands that are playing tonight in different cities. First up, we're going to hear the Dirty Projectors. And after that, No Kids. They're both playing at Chop Suey in Seattle tonight. I know a few people that are making the trek down. I'm very envious, although I've got my cool backup plan. So these two songs were both on a recent compilation that I spoke about a few weeks ago called David Shrigley's Worried Noodles, an amazing two-disc set. If you can track it down, definitely, definitely worth your hard-earned dollars. So they're on tour together. No Kids are from Vancouver. It used to be kind of Piano, but then they dropped a member and changed around a bit, and now they're No Kids. They don't have any shows scheduled here, though, unfortunately, and they're leaving for Europe in May, so... Hopefully I'll have very good news of a short notice show by No Kids in the next couple weeks. But right now, your best bet is to hop on a Greyhound down to Seattle to see them tonight. That backup plan that I spoke of that's going to get me through is that The Blow is playing in town tonight. The Blow is going to be at St. James Hall here on this side of on the west side. And I believe Secret Mummy Quintet is opening, which will... That is a tight bill. That's going to be very, very fun. So we're going to hear a song off of Poor Aim Love Songs, the EP that Blow put out a couple years ago, and then the title track from the recent Secret Mommy album, Plays. Oh, I hope that's making sense to you. It's coming out of my mouth. I know that I'm saying words, but I don't know if they're really coming together. So I hope you guys are understanding what I'm saying out there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is The Dirty Projectors. Here we go.
Thank you. with your spectral form, dwelling in a cellar. Ghost, please come out. We need to install some damn perfume. My pride.
You run it up the brush.
On April 17th, 18th, and 19th, Vivo Media Art Center and CITR 101.9 FM present Signal and Noise. Currently in its ninth year, Signal and Noise is a laser blast of sonic dissonance, video trickery, primed to drag your electronic brain kicking and screaming into a new realm of media art. Based on the theme of media intercourse, Signal and Noise features artists from all over the globe. Each evening presents three elements: a diffusion segment where the audience can sit or lie down within a circle of eight speakers and listen to compelling compositions. Next, festival participants can mingle amongst a series of installations like Endless Kiss or Sex Noise and various slab works presented by Vivo staff members, or a blanket tent presented by the Seam Rippers. Capping off the festival are a series of live performances by the likes of Robot Cowboy, Ghost Taco, Triptych, Touching Velvet, to name a few. Signal and Noise at the Video in 1965 Main Street, April 17th, 18th, and 19th, brought to you by the Vivo Media Arts Center and CITR 101.9 FM.
Wild, wild stuff from the Secret Mummy Quintet. That was the song Plays, the title track from their album Plays. Before that, we heard The Blow from the EP Poor Aim Love Songs. The song was called Hey Boy. I'm going to just correct that on my play sheet. and then before that, we heard No Kids and the Dirty Projectors from the David Shrigley Worried Noodles compilation out on Tom Lab now. And yeah, both all four of those bands are playing tonight. You just got to figure out how much it's worth either getting to Seattle or getting over to St. James Hall. A bunch of other shows are happening. In terms of all ages shows, not too much on the horizon. May 1st, Laura Veers is at, with Liam Finn at the St. James Hall as well. I think that's another AMS events show. Good on you, Shay, and the rest of the AMS events people. And on May 5th, Joe Jackson is the center. Nothing like, you know, stepping out to get the kids all excited. Okay. Tonight, in terms of 19-plus shows, A-Track is playing with Sindin and Steve Aoki. It's celebrities. Blitz and Trapper, those kooky country rockers, are playing at Media Club. Metric, still milking their last album at the Commodore. And then tomorrow, Better Than Loneliness is at the Astoria. That's the DJ night with DJ Neil Hillbrand. The Teenagers are at Richards on Richards. De La Soul are at Commodore, at the Commodore. And Caribou is playing with Fuck Buttons at the Biltmore. And my understanding is that both the early and the late show are sold out, but maybe you've gotten in. Caribou is great live with awesome visual cartoons and stuff like that. Really worth your time if you can get a ticket to that. And at the Biltmore, no less. That would be pretty fun. Saturday night, I'll be at Daniel Johnston at the Richards on Richards. It's an early show. Small Fame is playing with Lord Yeggs and Sports at the Astoria. 2 days later, on the 21st, Handsome Furs are at Richards on Richards. Next Saturday, the 26th, They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Is apparently playing their last show ever. I was promised that the last time I went, but I guess I was misinformed. So yeah, last show ever of They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Played with The Doers and Roll Mock and a bunch of other cool local bands. That's at the Astoria. On the 29th, Cut Copier playing with Black Kids at Richards on Richards. That same night, Blood on the Wall is at Pat's. On the 3rd, The Field, that Scandinavian mixmaster genius, is at Open Studios. On the 7th, Yo Majesty is playing with Does It Offend You? Yeah, at Richards. That should be wild. Wild. on the 9th of May, You Say Party, We Say Die are at the Astoria. The next night, on the 10th, Alpha Baby is playing with John Ray Fletcher at the Astoria. On the 22nd of May, Beirut is playing at the Commodore. 3 days later, the 25th, MIA has just announced a show at the P&E Forum. That should be atrocious in terms of sound, but a lot of fun in terms of, you know, having a good time. The 31st, the Destroyer is at the Commodore. That same night, Japanther is playing with Ladies Night and Vapid at the Astoria. And just giving you a heads up, June 5th to 8th, Music Waste is going to be in town, so check out for listings. It's always a lot of fun, Music Waste. And a couple last shows on the 6th of June, Crystal Castles, yet to be announced. On the 12th, Seawolf, playing with the Jealous Girlfriends at the Media Club. And on the 25th, the RZA is playing at Richards on Richards. Wow. It's going to be a great summer, people. A great, great summer. I can't wait to get out there. Okay. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Duncan Stonitz. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Coming up, so in advance of his show on Saturday night, I'm going to play a song by Daniel Johnston from his mid-90s album, Fun. This is the song Crazy Love. After that, some new Jonathan Richmond and some new Hank. Awesome. Here we go.
I love that girl so much. I can't get enough of her love. Crazy love. She walks on down the street, shuffling with her feet. She walks into the store. Boy, I love that crazy girl. She brightens up my day, and everything about her is okay. I don't care what they say. I love that girl. I love her tender touch, and everything about her means so much. She's always on my mind. She is so nice and kind. I love that girl so long. I feel just like King Kong. Someday I'll find that girl. I love that girl. I love that girl so much. I can't get enough of her crazy love.
I have a choice of two. to their wretched past. When they went into the city, it was always dark. The prince and princess held each other tight. They begat a child who, when grown up, oppressed and raped and killed and destroyed himself. He didn't get enough play.
When we finally got the message, it was already too late. Took much too long to fathom our fate. Now we must cling to ourselves.
Old masters were bartering on the sails of slaves. The expressions on their faces were exactly the same.
Because her beauty is raw and wild, she's at the core of the stars we see. Because her hair is curly and wild, she don't need nothing in it to transcend. Being simple in that way, with a need for nothing more. Because her beauty is raw and wild, of all stars she's at the core. Well, she don't need to put nothing in her hair. It's raw and wild like her. Well, she don't need to put nothing in her hair. Curly and wild, just like her. Because her beauty is raw and wild, she takes Fifth Avenue in stride. Curly and wild. trust ever at night. Being honest in that way, with a smile of teeth and glee, because her beauty is raw and wild. She's at the core of the stars we see, because her beauty is raw and wild. She's at the core of the stars we see.
vicerecords.com.
All right, all right. That was an extended set because I got into a conversation and just forgot to intervene. So at the top there, we heard Daniel Johnson from his album Fun, the song Crazy Love. Then we heard Jonathan Richmond, Because Her Beauty Is Raw and Wild. That was the title track from his new album. Great stuff. I'm so glad Jonathan Richmond is still alive and making music. He's going to be playing in Calgary. Hopefully he'll swing over to Vancouver as well. He'll be there in late June at the Sled Island big wingding. After that, we heard Hank from Toronto, the title track from their new EP, Society of Sixth. After that, we heard Montreal's King Kong, and The Shrines from their album, The Supreme Genius Of. The song was called Torture. And last but not least, No Age with their song Eraser from their forthcoming LP, Nouns. Whew, they're also going to be at Sled Island. I don't know if it's worth the trek over the Rockies, but it's going to be a good time if you make it. Not much time left. I think we're going to finish things off with a couple of rock songs. How about that? So we're going to hear Cease to Begin by Band of Horses, and then, or the song General Specific from, I'm sick, I'm still not making sense. The General Specific by Band of Horses, and then after that, The Morons Are Winning by The Awkward Stage. Let's go do that now. Okay.
This is beautiful downtown Burbank.
Well, Max, headquarters. Headquarters? Chaos.
An audio magazine to be read with the ear. Thursday nights at 11.
I saw the sign, so I removed the other eye.
Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy.
A cheerful change from the humdrum morning fair.
If we didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meathead.
Oh, Mr. President, hey, oh, hey.
Thank you, Mr. Bale.
Every Thursday night on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm beginning to feel like a nut.
That's small.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. That's just the way it is. So that was Band of Horses with the song General Specific. We're going to close things off here for the week with The Awkward Stage from the album Heaven is for Easy Girls. The song is The Morons Are Winning. But before that, I'm just going to let you know what's coming up this afternoon. Marielle is going to be here with We All Fall Down, then Robin with Ink Studs, and Brendan and Cody with Crimes and Treasons. It's going to be a great afternoon. Don't go anywhere. hope you like what you heard today for my hour, the last hour. And if you're interested in more info on the show, you can check out duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. That's the blog. And there's also a podcast available. Thanks for listening. See you next week. And I hope to see you at a show, The Blow tonight or Daniel Johnson on Saturday. Take care.
My life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I got
can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care. Now we're riding the rain.